Okay, today is Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. We're on Kuf Nun Gimel, top line. Amar of Yehuda Bereda of Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Mehespedo shel Adam, from the way a hesped of a person goes down, Nikar, you can tell, in bit Olam Habahu im Lav. You can tell, thank you. You can tell if he's in Olam Habah or not. Any, right? See, what are they going to say about him? Any, is that true? Vaha Amar Relay Rav of Yehuda Bar Shilas. Rav told Rav Yehuda Bar Shilas, Achim behesveda. I'm sorry. Rav told Shmuel Bar Shilas, Achim behesveda. When I die, really, you really lay it on for me. You really give them that good hesped for me, right? The hasam kamina, they should really be sad that I'm gone, right? What do you see from that? Why would I have to tell them that? Why would I have to tell them that? What kind of thing is that, right? So Gemara says lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha dechamimile va'achim. When he's a tzaddik, so if they get you inspired and they get you sad, then they'll cry and then it'll be moving. Ha, that's an olam haba. Ha, but in the other case, the mechamule, the guy gets up there and gives the hesped. V'la'achim, nobody's impressed. Why? Because it's all baloney. So there's nothing wrong with telling somebody, okay, listen, when I go, make sure you give it. And how are the people going to react to it? If the guy's been on Haba, they'll react fine. And if not, not. Okay. Amalei Abaya L'Rabba. Abaya said to Rabba, Kigon Mar, somebody like you, Rabba, right? The Sunni lay Kule, by the way, Rabba was his name. As a matter of fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Halachic Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to call your father by his name. There's absolutely a halacha that you're not allowed to call anybody that has that name, anybody that has the same name as your father, you can't call anybody by that name. Because halacha that is, for example, let's say your father's name is Chaim. What?
Well, not in his presence.
No. Let's say your father's name is Chaim. You can't call anybody by the name Chaim. There's one caveat. Now, Abaya, we know Abaya's name was Abaya Bar Nachmeni, right? And Rava was Rava Bar Nachmeni, right? So there are places where Rava calls Abaya Nachmeni, right? And the question is, how could Rava do that? He's calling Abaya by his father. So the real question is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you're only not allowed to do it if it's an unusual name. His name is Yitzchayim. Half the world is Moshe. Half the Jews are named Moshe. So it only applies to unusual names. The Shavur says that. The Shulchan Aruch says that. Unusual. Unusual name, right? So you see, these have unusual names. Okay. Only Abaya L'Rabba. Can you go to Mount? Donulei Kule Pumpadisa. The whole Pumpadisa hates you. Everyone hates you. We'll see what that means in a minute. Man Achim Be'espeda. Who's going to give a hesped for you? Rashi says the reason why they hate you is because you give them mussar. Everyone hates you. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mishom demuchach alohu b'mili d'shmaya. Because so you talk to them about spiritual things. They don't want to hate you. Right? So, kulei pumbadisa, man achim hesped. Who's going to give you the hesped? Who's going to give it? Everyone hates you. Amalei, mistayab at v'rabba bar bar chanan. You, Abaya, and Rabba bar bar chanan. My talmidim, who else could it be? Right?
What? What's
the Talmidim? Somebody says, "Who's a Shiva? Who's there?" The Hamonam. The Baal Batim hated Rabba.
Right?
Because Rabba used to go tell them things they didn't want to hear. What? Well, he had some 17-year-olds to give a hesped for the God of Adar. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You don't have Moshe Feinstein passed away. So who gave the hesped? The first the Bachar and the Yeshiva? It doesn't happen.
No other rabbis?
That doesn't work that way, right? It doesn't make sense. Think about what he's saying. So he says, Abaya is the Mashgiach. Abaya is, right? These are the star Talmidim, these are the future Gedol. So that makes sense. It makes perfect sense. You don't have the first Yabacha give a guy in the Yeshiva, give a husband for the God of Dar. It doesn't work, by the way. But the answer is like this. But the truth is that the Achronim asked, the Bina Le'izim asked a question. Fine, not one person, like you said, not one person in the Yeshiva, no higher up, could give a hesped for him? No. Everyone hated him? Even they hated him? So the answer is like this. What Abaya was saying was, who's going to be fit to give a hesped for you? Who's roy to give, not who hates you, who's roy to give a hesped for you? That's what he was saying. He said, you're right. Okay.
Did he have
a
name for him, by the way?
What?
Did he have a name for him?
The names?
Yeah.
Why? Abaya was Rabbi's Talmud.
Abaya was Rabbi's Talmud.
Right, so Rabbi, Abaya said to Rabbi, when you go,
who's his co-worker?
Who? Rava.
Right, not Rava. Who's Rava by Rava?
I don't know who that is.
Rava was the second one.
Right. Right. Okay. I don't know. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that's a strong language. It's sunny.
Yeah. Boy mine Rebbe Elazar Meirav. Ezehu ben Olam Haba. Who's the ben Olam Haba? Hamalesi told him, I'll tell you who. Vazenecha tishmana davar me'acharecha. Lemor zed haderech l'chubo. Kisaminu kisma'ilu. Whether you go to the right or to the left. Right? What does he mean by this pasuk? What does he mean by this pasuk? Right? Did I skip? No. Right? Meaning, whoever listens to the... Whoever... What does that mean?
It says here people want to emulate you. You know, they people talking at the funeral that you led an exemplary life.
Right.
Whoever
the Chacham are happy with and they agree with him, such a person is a Ben Olam Haba. V'savavu bashok hasoftim, right? B'nei Galila amru, asei advarim lifnei mitatzecha. Prepare your words for the coffin.
Your deeds.
Your deeds, yeah. B'nei Yehuda amri, asei advarim l'achar mitatzecha. Prepare your words after the coffin. V'lo pligi, not arguing. Mar kiasve, mar kiasve. Each one said in their own town, it's the same idea. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shuv Yom Echad Lifnei Mitzatcha. You should do tshuva one day before you die. Right? Eitz Yosef says, even if you're a Rasha, and you think to yourself, I'm so far gone, how could I do tshuva? What's my tshuva going to be worth? Don't say that. This Mishnah wasn't only said to the Gedolim, it's said to every person. This Memra was said to everybody. Do tshuva one day before you die.
The Rasha's not learning this.
What?
The Rasha's probably not learning
this. I understand, but it was said to them too.
Who is it coming from?
Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah? Right. Okay. Shalom told me there was Rabbi Eliezer. Does a person know the day he's going to die? Doesn't know. Amalahan, well, Vakoshkin, Yashiva Yom, Shema Yomus Lamachar. Do tshuva today, maybe you're going to die tomorrow. Right? Why didn't he say maybe you're going to die today? Do tshuva today, you might die later today. What do you mean tomorrow? So it's unusual to die without any warning. It's unusual. It happens, but it's unusual. Most people don't, it does happen, I don't want to say it doesn't. Most, but it's a minority. Most people die not suddenly. They have one day to get ready, they get sick, something happens. Most people. So most people don't die the same day. And your whole life is in tshuva. Your whole life is like that. You live a life of tshuva. What? The opposite, right? The opposite.
Okay, except if people are going to die in action.
It happens. It happens. Never. Right. It does happen, but it's unusual. It's the minority of case.
Right, right.
Most of the time, the people do not die. All of a sudden, suddenly, doesn't it? Whenever it happens, you hear about it. People talk about it in shul, because it's so unusual. Most of the time, people get sick. Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
B'chol eitz yir b'gadecha, lebanim, you should always wear white. Should always be in tshuva, v'shemen ha-rashecha, v'al yechzar, right? Amar b'yokhanan ben Zakkai, mashal l'melech, shezimen es avadav l'seuda. He invited everyone to his seuda, v'lo kav alhem zman. He didn't say what time. What's the seuda going to be? On the invitation, it didn't say. When the shemur get, they left it out. So, pitchin, the smart ones, shebehen, kishtu es atman, they got all themselves ready. V'yeshival pesach ha-beis ha-melech. They're waiting by the entrance. Amru, kulam chasel l'beis ha-melech? There's nothing missing by them. So they'll call me when they'll call me. That's a wait. Tipshin said, the foolish ones, halcha on the malach, and they go about their business. Amru, kulam yesh lachem, yesh sud below Torah. They can have a sud without preparing for it. In other words, they know they have to get ready. But they figure they still have more time. Everybody knows. Nobody can avoid that, right? Like Benjamin Franklin said, you can't avoid death, right? You can't avoid it. But what are they thinking? It's not going to happen right now. I have time.
Marshall isn't great.
Why?
I'm like, yeah, I got to work them. Would you rather them sit around and wait, or would you rather do some work? What would you rather you work and do?
I understand.
Right?
So Pitzon, right away, Big Hashem Melech, Etz Avadav. Hashem calls you down. Pichin Shabbat, Nechnatz Lefanav, Kishem Mekushatin, the smart one, are all dressed already. V'atipshin nichnasu l'flanav kishehen meluchlachin. And the foolish ones are all dirty. Right? Sameach ha-melech likras ha-pikrin v'zikas likras ha-tipshin. Amar halalu kishu tatsum l'suda. Yeshvu v'yochlu v'yishtu. Halalu shlo kishu tatsum l'suda. Yamdu v'yiru. They have to stand there and look. Says Rashi. V'af olam ha-bat tzadikim yoshim v'ochlim v'rashayim omdim v'roin. I have a different kasha on the mashal. What do you need the mashal for? A mashal usually helps you understand something that you wouldn't understand otherwise. What does the mashal help? What does the mashal do for you? I know that if I spend my life in tshuva, then it'll be a good thing because I don't know when I'm going to die. And if I don't spend my life in tshuva, I'm going to be behind the eight ball because I waited and waited and pushed it off and pushed it off. And by the time you get sick, it's too late. What do I need a mashal for? What does the mashal help? Usually, like yesterday, was also the strange mashal over there. They give me the shaman and I put it in the box. I don't need a mashal for that. Right? It's very difficult mashals. Anyway, Chasno shall Reb Meir, Mishum Reb Meir, Omer, the son-in-law of Reb Meir, said to Reb Meir's father, in the name of Reb Meir, Omer, Af Hei Niron Kimisham Shin. Now, they also look like they're busy. In other words, if they're at the Suda, but they're just not eating, so they're on a diet, but they're still there. That's not going to be what it's going to be like. Ela Eilu Ve'elu Yoshin Halalu, Ochlin, Ve'halalu Re'evin, they're hungry. Halalu Shotsin Halalu Tzimeyim, Shinemar, Komar Hashem, Hine Avde Yochlu Ve'atem Tirevu, Hine Avde Yeshusu Ve'atem Titzma'u. They're going to be hungry. They're going to be thirsty. Hine avde yirunu mitov leiv, v'atim taku mikav leiv. Davrachar b'chol eith yu begadecha levanim elu tzitzis. Reference to tzitzis. V'shemen al roshecha al yachzer elu tefillin. Reference to tefillin. Hajin alach shoel. Hajin alach shoel. Hajin alach shoel. Okay, ready? And we begin now the last parak of Masechta Shabbos. Here we go. Misha hechshech baderach. Someone's walking, and all of a sudden they see Shabbos is coming. They're not going to get where they have to go before Shabbos. Happens sometimes. They're on the road. They're not going to get where they have to go. What's the issue? The issue is your wallet. It's all really that you care about, right? So what's going to be with the wallet? You're not allowed to carry. And what do you do with the wallet? So misha hechshech lo baderach. If somebody's on the way, and it gets dark, notzin kisa lanachri. You give your wallet to a goy. If you have a goy with you, you give your wallet to a goy. Get on tight. Says Rashi, mi bod yom, while it's still day. Ask everybody, what I need. I don't need a mishnah for that. Give the wallet while it's still day. What do I need a mishnah for that? It's 2:00 in the afternoon. Shabbos is in an hour. I see I'm not going to make it, buddy. Do me a favor. Here's my private stuff. Watch it, I'll come back later and get it. After Shabbos, I'll come get it. What do I need Rashi for that? As a matter of fact, the Rosh says, not on Shabbos. Of course before Shabbos he could do this. Of course. The question is on Shabbos he could do it. Right? Okay, so it's dispensed in a place where the Gemara is going to say, when it comes to money, people can't withstand the Nisayon. So, okay, so you could be violate Amir al-Akam to save your money. Okay, that's the Chiddush over here. According to Rashi, what's the Chiddush? So the Shulchan Aruch says, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. The Chiddush is, if you wait till Shabbos, then you're over on two things. Number one, you're over on Amir L'Nachmi. And number two, you're over on Muksa. It's Muksa the money. Here, give it to him now, you're not over anything. See, in two little words, see what Rashi said? See what Rashi said in two words? All he said was in Bod Yom. I have a whole lot of this over here. No, because if you give it to him beforehand, you don't violate anything. If you give it on Shabbos, you violate two things. Okay, so you're allowed to. We let you. Right? Why get yourself into that position? Have a little bit of chachma. You see you're not going to get home in time. You see you're not going to make it. So just give it to the guy now. Avoid problems. Because you think you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Right? So that's exactly what Rashi's saying. So have a little bit of foresight. Have a little bit of insight. And if you can, you give me bod yom. That's all. Brilliant Rashi.
You'd rather make it home. You didn't just make a traffic jam.
I understand. It happens to people. I understand. But yeah, if so.
But at least 5 minutes before Shabbos, you know if you're not making. It doesn't have to be after already Shabbos began.
Now, what? The im ain imo nachri. If there is no guy there, so the menicho al hachamor, you give it to the donkey, right? You give it to the donkey. Higi al chatzer achitzona. You get to the first chatzer.
No problem. A little donkey.
No, there's not a mural of donkey, but there is such a thing as donkey has not allowed to do work. Right? So the question we're going to get, what is that? What is that, Avera? The donkey can't do work. We're going to get to that. Hagia l'chatzer hachitzona. You get to the city, you get to the first house. Right? Out by the city. No delas hakelim, hanitalim b'shabbos. Anything that you're allowed to touch on Shabbos, take off. The she'en hanitalim b'shabbos, and if you're not allowed to touch them, muksa things, mater hachaval, just untie the ropes. The hasaki noflim me'alein, everything will fall by themselves. Okay? We're not going to spend time today on the second half of this mishnah, only the first half. We're busy with the guy, with the nachri, and the donkey. My time of Charlie Rabban and Lemaitre of Kisa Lenachri. Why the Gemara matter giving it to a dunk to a guy? Why are you allowed to give it to a guy? As Rashi says in the first wide line at the bottom, Vareu Shlucho L'Si'enu B'Shabbos. Assuming you're going to give it to him on Shabbos, which Rashi said is not really the optimum thing to do. But you're holding like Yossi. We're trying to push the last minute to get home, and finally you realize you don't get home. So now what do you do? So you still give it to the Nachri. Aye, over two of Averas, what could you do? But the question is, how could you give it to the Nachri? As Rashi says, Bereo Shlucha Luciano B'Shabbos, he's your Shliach. Right, so everyone jumps on this. He didn't mean to say that there's a din of Shlichos, there's no Shlichos by a guy. It means that he's not a Shliach in the technical halachic sense of the word. He's Lamaisa, he's your Shliach.
What are you doing exactly?
The guy has no issur of carrying on Shabbos, right? He has no issur of muksa.
Maybe he's not carrying. Maybe he's his house. He's stuck on his house. Can I leave my stuff here? I'm stuck.
No, you're traveling with him. You're traveling with him. Say, do me a favor. Listen, Shabbos now. We're going to be walking. Putting aside every other problem. Here's my wallet. So the Gemara answers as follows. Kim lehu l'rabbanim. The Rabbanim had knowledge. They knew. They realized. A person can't withstand on his money. Elo sharis lay, if you don't matter this, if you don't give him some out, he'll come to carry. And that's far worse. Right, so you know there's a famous vart that we say in the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, that by a bas toar, that if somebody's a soldier and he sees one of the captive women, and he wants to marry her, and he can't not marry her. He just can't hold himself back. So fine, you can marry her, and the whole process how you make her look ugly. So right, so all the mimosas from say, you see from here, the only thing that we get a heter because you can't withstand. Otherwise, you could withstand. It's not so true because here you can't withstand either. Sometimes you can't withstand. So we'd rather matter a derabanan than matter a deraisa, right? So that's what you can tell the guy. You can be busy with the donkey, but you can't carry it yourself.
More than deraisa, yeah.
Correct. No, I'm just saying that, you know, there's sometimes when it comes to money, it's a big nesayin. It's a very big nesayin. Comes to our eyes, a big nesayin. So from those big nesayinos, we give you some outs. Amar Rava, dafka kiso. Only if it's your wallet. Avol metzia lo. This is a big nesayin too. You're walking down the street, you see a wallet. An empty, like people dream about this. You see a bag, an empty bag, no simanim, just $100 bills in there. And Shabbos, what do you do? Huh? What do you do? Nothing. Can you tell a guy? No. Why? Listen to this. What? No, not because he'll take it, even if he won't take it. Pshita, kiso tanan. It says your wallet. It doesn't say you're fine, your wallet. So yeah, ma'adzeh ma'adzeh ho'ad dena filu mitziah. Even a mitziah. Fadik tani kiso orcha de milsa, ktani, because a wallet's much more common. Kamash, no, it's bedafka a wallet. That's only true if the mitziah is not in your possession. Aval asiliyade. But once you have it in your possession already, then kikise dummy. It's like your wallet. No, it became part of your possessions. Found it 9 o'clock in the morning, $100 bill. I put it in my wallet. It's not part of my wallet. As a matter of fact, Rava had a shayla about that. Ikad the amri boy Rava mitziah haba liyado mal. What about a mitziah? What's the shayla? Listen to this. Sorry. Given the Asiliyade, since it's in your hands now, the Mitzia Kikiso Dami, it has the status of a wallet, in which case I could tell the guy about it. Adama, no. Given the Lotarach Bey, you didn't work for that money. So some people could have an attitude. Listen, Nothing gained, nothing lost. What's that? How does that phrase go? Nothing earned, nothing lost. All right, I found the money, I lost the money. All right, at least I'm even. I didn't lose out. Therefore, lav kikitze dummy. You're not so bohol, you're not so preoccupied. Because anyway, it was a fine. Come on, teku. I don't have an answer for teku. Teku. You hear that, teku? What? No, the halacha is, if you found the matiah in the morning, could you give that matiah to the guy? Is it considered yours or not? On the one hand, yeah, obviously, yeah, it's yours. But on the other hand, it didn't really work for it. So if you lose it, all right, you'll let it go. If you lose your money, you can't deal with that. You won't be able to deal with that. You hear that?
You know what? Mark knew human nature.
Unbelievable.
How do you define matia? Something you found within the last 6 hours, or they found it a week ago? Now, you know.
It's a good question. I don't know. I would think the more reason to find it is, the more this is true.
Right.
So I don't know. Find something 10 years ago. Ain imo nachri. There's no guy with you. Taima. The reason is the aim imo nachri. Hayesh imo nachri. Lenachri avle. You give it to the guy. So the first person, the best option is a guy. Second option is a donkey. Why is a guy better than a donkey? Why? Because my time of why, chamor ata metzuva al shvitz aso. A donkey is commanded to rest. Your animal. We don't live with animals. So this halacha doesn't apply really to us. We don't have animals. But if you had animals, then all the work on Shabbos. Nachri I ata metzuva al shvitz aso. There's no din by a shvitzah by a guy. As a matter of fact, they're not allowed to keep Shabbos, right? There's no such thing. Chamor. Okay. So that's why the first best option is a guy. You don't have a guy, so you give it to your donkey. Isser. All right, so again, when it comes to money, we'll make them. But a guy is better than a donkey because a guy has no mitzvah at all. Now, chamar. Listen to this one. Chamar v'cheres shota v'katan. What if you have this? A donkey or one of the three people that don't really have das? V'cheres shota v'katan. So what's better? So the Gemara says, a chamar monach lei. V'cheres shota v'katan lo yahiv lei. Okay? What if you don't have a donkey? Mashma, that if you wouldn't have a donkey, you can give it to a cheresh shot of a cotton. Why should I carry it? Give it to the 6-year-old kid. Let him carry it. Right? Does that make any sense? So look at the bottom toes. Look at the toes. Afal gaf, the omel le'el, the parak kol kisvei. Tell me what you think of this answer. That's everything the Tosa says. Even though we learned in the earlier perek, right? Gabe katan sheba lekabos, a katan comes to put out the fire. De katan haose ladas aviv, aser. So Dad, I'll put out that fire. I know I'm only 11 years old and I'm not mitzvah mitzvahs. I'll do it. What's the halacha? Aser. So how can it be possible to contemplate if there's no donkey here, there's no goy, I'll give it to my kid, which is what the Gemara is master like that. Tosos answers, Mihu, listen to this. Hacha lo mairi kigon de ovid akot na akira vahanacha. The katan doesn't do an akira and a hanacha. Ella rather, kidarmina lekaman, like we're going to say later, gabi chamor, kishihi mahaleches minicha olaha. You put it on the donkey while the donkey's walking. You hear this? And ukishi omedes not lahemenu. And before it stops, you take it off the donkey. So therefore, you've never done an official daraisa. You hear that one? You hear that answer? You like that answer Tosafot just gave? So you can have your son. You can't have him put out the fire. You can't do that. But you can do it in a roundabout Darabanan way. You hear that? You like that answer? That's what Tosafot answers. The Tosafot's rid gets a different answer. He says like this. He says, the difference is, you can't tell your son, go put out the fire. What you can do is, you can also stop him. Here, you can't tell him, go take the money up. But if he does it on his own, you don't have to say anything. What do you think of that answer? Is that even a better answer? Right? You hear? No one has any comments? All right. My timer, back to the Gemara. my time up. Why is one? Why is it better to give it to a donkey than to give it to a cotton? Why? The answer is, Hani Adam, Hai Lav Adam. One, these are people. These are human beings. This is a donkey.
We didn't know that.
You hear that answer? Cheresh b'shota. What if you have a cheresh and a shota? Can you give it to a shota? Shota for cotton. How about a shota and a cotton? Again to the shota. Ibay Elohu. Cheresh v'cotton mai. What about a cheresh and a cotton now? Which one's better? So, Aliba Rabbi Eliezer lo tibayelach. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not even a shayla. Why? Because he's going to hold that a cheresh is a little bit of a regular person. A little bit of a regular person. So if that's the case, it's better to give it to a cotton. Why? The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Shrumas cheresh lo teitzi l'chulin v'bneishu hu safek. A trumas cheresh, the cheresh gives truma, has a little bit of a shemet of it doesn't go to chulin. A zar can't eat it. Why? Because it's a suffix now of a takatruma. Suffix. Okay? Therefore, according to that, you for sure give it to a cotton. Cotton can't give truma. Kiti bayalach aliba de rabbanim. This kasha only goes according to the rabbanim. Why? Ditnan. Chamisha lo yitrumu. There are five people who can't give truma. Vim tarmu ain't truma some truma. And if they do, it's nothing. It's worthless. Who are those five people? Elohim. Cherishot of a cotton. Vatarma she'eno shalo. You give truma on food doesn't belong to you. It's not mine. V'nachmi shatar meshal Yisrael. Afilu b'rishuto. And a guy, even if the Jew told him to do it. It's not truma at all. So you don't get the first base. Ain't truma so truma. So it's not truma at all. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a kasha because a cheresh is safe truma. He's more of a Jew. It's a funny thing to say. Than a cotton. Give the money to the cotton. But according to the Rabbanon, they're both the same. They're both worthless. So which one's better? I say worthless. I mean, halachically, it doesn't make a difference. So my, what's the din? L'cheresh yovle. Give it to the cheresh. Why give it to the cheresh? D'katon asi l'klal das. I'm sorry. It's a question. L'cheresh yovle. D'katon asi l'klal das. Do we give it to the cheresh? Because do we give it to the cheresh yovle? Rather give it to the cheresh. D'katon asi l'klal das. Because the katan will be a bar das soon. His bar mitzvah is next week. So next week already. Next week already, he's a full adult. Or Dilmore, maybe. Sorry. L'katan yavle. Give it to the katan. Why? Because the cheresh asi l'achlufe begadol pikeach. Because the cheresh you can mix up with a regular adult. Right? Tosfos asks, wait a minute. Second Tosfos. Tema, imkein le'el nami. Amayka, amar shote v'katan l'shote. What we said before, you give it to a shote. Hamrin aslach lufi because of pikeach. Why don't we say the same thing? You'll mix up the shote with a regular adult. Rather give it to the cotton. Oh, that's what. So Tosfos doesn't answer it. So I saw over here, the marsha answers because everybody knows who the shote is. Everybody knows who the shote is. They're crazy people. Cheresh doesn't necessarily know. That's not going to happen, right? You won't necessarily know, right? I'm sorry. The Bach gives that answer, right? You mix up Shota. Everybody knows who Shota is. The Marsha gives a different answer. He says a cotton's still better. Still cotton, even if he's a little kid, has a little das. Always a little something he has. A Shota has nothing. Okay. Ikad Amri, because it was a different world. A cheresh then was literally somebody who had no participation in society. Not like today. Did no participation in society. It was a big nevach. Terrible thing. I couldn't hear. He couldn't speak. He couldn't do anything. He was considered someone who didn't have any das. He could be a genius. But that was the story. Not like that today. Ikad Amri, others say, L'cheresh yavle, Ikad Amri, L'katan yavle. Some say to give it to the cheresh. Some say to give it to the cotton. Right, so the Riff and the Rosh say, give whatever you want, it's Fielder's choice. The Rosh, the Riff and the Ron, they say, no, if the cotton is already reached the age of Chinuch, don't give it to a cotton. Ain't Shom lo nachri, v'lo chamor, v'lo cheresh, v'lo shota, v'lo cotton mai. You don't have any of these people. You don't have a chamor, you don't have a nachri, you don't have a cheresh, shota, v'lo cotton. What do you do? Amr of Yitzchak, Oda cheresh haitza. There was another story here. V'lo ratzul chacham l'glosa. The Chachamim didn't want to say. What does that mean? What does it mean? So the Chodesh Aviv explains, but now the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara, we don't want to say. So the Chodesh Aviv says, we don't want to put it in a Mishnah. Because everybody learns Mishnayos. The Gemara, not everyone learns Gemara. Gemara is much harder. People don't learn Gemara. They don't like Gemara. Mishnayos, easy rules. Mishnayos people learn. Gemara not, so the Mishnayos will leave it out. The Gemara will say what it is. My Oda Cheres Ha'isa, what is that? Molicho pachos pachos mi dalaramos. You walk less than dalaramos. You walk, stop, walk, stop. So you've never done an Akira. Okay? Now, let's just do... let's do two more lines, and then we'll go back and talk about that. Amai lo ratu chom legalosa. Why didn't the chom want to just say this? Mishum kavod alokim haster davar ukvod malachim choker davar. What's the big deal? What's going to happen? What's the terrible thing? Dilma ase la suye dalat amos perushus rabim. Because you might come to carry. It's a very hard thing to do, to control yourself like that. To walk and stop before every four amos. That could lead to huge problems. We don't want to give that advice. But it's talking an option. Tanya, Rebbe Omer bo bayom, on that day. What day? So it's a machlokas. Rashi says, look at the Rashi now. Now we can do bo bayom gadshusa. The day they went up into that attic, we're going back to the beginning of the Masechta, right? Gazu Yudches Dover. They made 18 Zeiris that day. Vizu Eches Mehem. This is one of them. What's one of them? Ha'isak, they're in a parakama. Nosin Kisal Anachmi Bo Bayom Gazu. That day made a Zeira, you give it to a guy. So Yalichu Pachos Pachos Midal Ramos Im Yesham Nachmi. You shouldn't walk less than 4 hours if you have a guy. Have a guy, and I could do walk the less than 4 hours. What's the better option? Give it to a guy. Osiyom, harbu siyag l'torah b'midah gedusha. They made a lot of siyags that day, like an overflowing pot, overflowing barrel. So yafa madadu laharbos geder b'Yisrael. They made a lot of fences in Yisrael. So what is, we'll talk about the fences in a minute. So what does Rashi seem to say? Rashi seems to say that walking less than 4 amos is not a good option. It's the worst option. It's the worst option of all. Right? Not a guy, not a donkey, not a chair, then you can do this option. Otherwise, it's the worst option. Right? Why? Why is that? Why is that? And by the way, mid-oraisa, can you walk less than 4 amos? Yes. What about mid-rabbanan? Rashi seems to imply you cannot. Well, you make it because you're otherwise you're going to carry. You're busy with your money. What about Stamaz? I want to just go carry my theater to shul. I don't have an Arab. So I walk less than 4 amos. Can I do that? Rashi seems to say you cannot do that. Doesn't say it black and white. He seems to say it. Right? By the way, Rashi does say it somewhere else. In Daf Tzadik Vav, in Daf Hey. He does say you can't. The Rambam, very interesting. The Rambam wrote a tshuva to the Chachmei Lunil, and he wrote that there's no issue at all. It's not even asur the Rabbanan to walk less than 4 amos. Interesting idea. Not even asur at all. Not even the Rabbanan. No big deal, right? you hear? Asks the Prima Gadim, why isn't walking less than 4 amos chatishir? You hear that? Or it's not a chatishir. So he answers as follows. Tell me what you think of this answer. Why can't you walk less than 4 amos? Who made up this din of 4 amos of Rosh Hashanah? It's not one of the Lama Tetz Malachos. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There's no such thing as a chatishir by Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Interesting. Okay. See you next. As we said, Tanya. Rabbi Elazar Omer, bo bayom, that day. What day? So Rashi said the day that they went up into the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Garo. Rabbi Nissim Gom says, no, that's not the day that they got rid of Rabbi Gamliel, and they opened up the base of Medrash, and everybody was able to come learn, that's the day we're talking about. Right? Anyway, Gadshusa, it was a great day. They had a whole overflowing halachas. What kind of halachas? All things you can't do. All chumras. What a wonderful day that was. Rabbi Shu Omer, Bobio Machu sub. What are you talking about? What kind of day is that? It was the day they took away the sub. Meaning, it wasn't a good day. What you do? You bombarded people with chumras. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi says it. That's not a good day. It was a detracted day. Shahar be lidzo yosem yidai. Too many gzeiras. The ein yichol lamod be gzeirasam. People couldn't hold from all these gzeiras. When we talk kach over in al divrei Torah, right? If you make a chumra, what happens? They start violating the Torah as well. Nimtes midasa mechuka mitfifiasa. By grabbing too much, you grab nothing. V'tovayilahem liyos midasam tefufa. It should have been more measured. Wouldn't have had this problem. Rabbi Yeshua was not so happy with all these gzeiras. Right? Tanya, Mashal Rabbi Eliezer, Lamad Dava Dama, he said it was a great day. What's he compared to? Lekupa Malaya Kishuv Vidalud. You have a box full of watermelons. So, Adam Noos Antocha Chardal, Vimachsekas. You can put in mustard seeds, it'll fill up the in the between spaces of the melons. And that's very good. It helps the melons. These gzeres were a good thing. Marshal Rishua Lamar Davadoma. What does Rishua say? La areva, it's like a plate. Malaya dvash, full of honey. No se latocha rimonim ve'egozim. What happens if you put the rimonim pomegranate on this plate? Makia. It makes everything all ruined. It ruins everything. Okay. New discussion. Amar Mar, we said, in imo nachri minichu ala chamor. If you don't have a goy, you give it to a donkey. Fahalo machamer, but you're leading the donkey. By putting on a donkey, you're leading the donkey along. For Rachmana Amar losasa kal malacha, and the Torah says losasa kal malacha. Now, what the Rizva says, well, even though we allowed, we were makel by derab. We didn't allow any deraisis over here. We just allowed derabanan. So if it's sas losasa kol malacha is a deraisa, there's no way we could allow that, right?
What's the
issue of leading an animal? So the Ritva asks, why didn't the Gemara ask? You're not allowed to. You have to have your animals rest. It's the mitzvah of Shvisas Behemto. Why did the Gemara put this pasuk and not the other pasuk? Right? The answer is because if the animal's not yours, there's no Isser of Shvisas Behemto. I don't have to worry about your animal, only my animal. But here, you know, if it's malacha, it doesn't matter who it belongs to. So we'd rather pick this halacha of Lothasa called malacha. Okay. Amrav Adabar Ava, Menichu Aleha Kishihim Alechas. You put it on while it's walking. And, right? Now, you put it on while it's walking. Therefore what?
You put it on. You're still leading the animal.
One second. Rashi says, La'acha Sha'akur Aleches, the Lava Kirahi, Kid Amar Parakama, Gabi Ha'atino Chavero Ochlur Mashkin, the Kivan the Adam Lo Machaya Bachatas Kiai Gavne, Kad Mutter. It's mutter. If mechamer is a malacha, this is not a malacha.
Why? It's still leading. It can't be carrying anything.
It doesn't matter. But if you put it on while it's walking, it's not the malacha of mechamer. It's not the malacha of mechamer. We're going to get to where the third of malacha does mechamer fit in. Right? The answer is it doesn't. Right? We're going to get to that in a minute. So, so the Gemara asks, wait a minute. But it's impossible that it's not going to stop, right? To go to the bathroom again. And once it stops to go to the bathroom, you're going to have an akira and a hanacha. So the Gemara answers, when it's moving, you put it on. And when you see it's going to stop, then no time, and you take it off. Right? Okay? If that's true, I feel like I'm not. So why can't you do that to your friend? Why have to pick a donkey? Anyone who could do that. It's only going to be the Rabbana now. Right? Why have to pick a donkey? As I'm walking, put it on. And as I'm not, take it off. Armor of Papa. The answer is like this. Kol shebegufo chayev chatos. If you do something, you're chayev chatos. Bechaveru pater avalos. And when it comes to someone else, it's pater. So if I put it on my friend, I put my wallet around his neck while he's walking, that's a derabanan. Kol shechaveru pater avalos. And if I do that to my friend, it's only a derabanan, then bechamor mutter lechachila. Do it to a donkey, it's totally mutter. Not an issue.
Why do it to yourself?
What?
What do you do to yourself? Why do you do it to
How do you do it to yourself?
Wait, you start, you, same idea with the food that fell on us.
No, right? it's not shayach. Now, let's see, should we stop here? One more line. Amr of Adabar Ava, Hoysach Avilasa Munachas Alat Sefo, if there was a bundle on his shoulders. You know what? We'll stop here. Tomorrow's Amud Aleph is very short. It's very easy also. We'll stop right here and we'll pick up tomorrow on the top line of Kutzun Gilman Beis. Okay, everybody have a very good day. Yeah.